This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M4. This is the M4 division. Heading that up, I've got Keys M3, followed by Clare M3, Downing M3 after them, and Clare Hall M1 coming up in fourth. Darwin M2, followed by Wolfson M2. Now, this race is a little bit late starting because Wolfson has some technical problems with their boats. They'll be interested to see whether they're okay. Jesus M3, Darwin M3, St. Cat's M3, Price 3, Pitt Hall 3, followed by Corpus Christi 2, First and Third 4, Homerton 2, St. Ed 2, Jesus 4, Christ 4, and the sandwich boat, which is Hughes Hall M2. Now, going past me just now is the Downing boat, looking pretty strong. No danger of any bumps on this first corner, as you'd expect when we start getting to these slightly strong divisions. Now that's Clare Hall going past me, looking comfortable. They have closed the gap on Downing a little bit. And I can see behind me, it looks like there's been a bump further back down the river, so I'm going to go down and see what's gone on there. That's Darwin going around the corner now. Ben, do you want to see, is the boat reached you at Grassy now?
Oh, indeed, yes. Keys M3 are stroking towards me in their usual strident Keys-like fashion. Unfortunately for Keys M3, Clare M3 are hot in pursuit, about a length now. They're gaining all the time on Keys M3. Marcus Martin pulling those oars almost as well as he pulls his imaginary women on the show. But I can confirm there's just been a bump. Downing M3 have been bumped by Clare Hall M1, and they're pulling over now. Darwin M2 just going past me. They're miles away. Very, very long row over to them. The next boat I can see is Selwyn M3, which would suggest that Jesus have bumped up on Wolfson M2. Steph, can you confirm anything there?
Yes, I can. There's Wolfson's crew here looking pretty dejected, unfortunately. And Jesus M3 further down the bank looks to have bumped up on them. There's another boat stopped by the side of the river, so I'm just walking down away from first place to have a look at what's going on there.
Ben.
Ben, what's happening?
Well, another bump's just happened. We've got Selwyn M3 bumped by St. Cat's M3. So well done, St. Cat's M3. We can now see Christ stroking away. No sign of Tit Hall or Corpus, though. So it looks like Tit Hall have been bumped by Corpus M2. Now, Alice, what can you see on Ditton Corner?
Well, at the moment, we don't have any boats having made it to Ditton Corner yet. So there's not a lot going on where I am right now. So, Ben, back to you.
Oh, it's really pretty. It's pretty empty here. I can see Christ going past. Sorry, is that Steph? Steph, what's going on with you?
Alice. Did bump up on Wolfson. There is actually another bump here as well. It looks like Pitt Hall were caught by the boat behind them, which is Corpus Christi. Alice, what's happening with you?
Okay, and Clare M3 have now got overlap with Keys M3, and Keys M3 have just conceded right on the corner of Ditton. That is a bump between Keys and Clare. Ben, anything where you are?
Oh, well, not much where I am, unfortunately. Marcus Martin, though, of late night loving fame, is going to be very disappointed by that concession. He'll just have to pick himself up for the next day. The next boat I can see looks very much like St. Edmund's M2, which suggests then that first and third M4 must have been bumped by Homerton M2. Well done, Homerton. There's a bit of a scrap now coming behind me, as I think this must be Jesus M4 and Christ M4 with Hughes Hall 2 sandwich boat. It looks like very, very tight now. Probably Christ will catch Jesus before Hughes Hall catch Christ. But it's messy. And if you would stay with me now, we've got the Edmonds rowing past me now. Lovely technique, actually. All very kind of putting some moderate power down. They're all in time. All the eyes are in the boat. Very impressive for this division. Jesus now coming past me. Jesus now is down to about half a boat length. The rugby boys from Christ have got less, a quarter of a length. That is about 5 feet. And Nick English is the boat that Christ are bearing down upon Jesus with. Christ has taken a slightly wider line. That might cost them. While Hughes Hall have now got it down to within a length. This is going to be electrifying rowing as we go into the plough reach. Christ has taken a dreadful line, I'm afraid. So we might see a huge trawl, the sandwich boat, now have overlap with Christ, and they're probably going to bump into Christ before Christ can bump Jesus, and Jesus have got away with it. There's the concession. Huge trawl have bumped up on Christ. Jesus lived to fight another day. It's a long, long row home. Now, Alice, can you see anything going on at first post?
There hasn't been a lot going on here, but Darwin M2 rode past looking very comfortable. I think it's safe to say they're going to row over at this stage. And the same with Christ M3, who are just sailing past me now. They, again, look fairly confident. They don't have any boats around them. That's probably going to be another row over unless they get, you know, an ejector crab or something terrible. And then, coming round the corner right now, yep. I think this is St. Edmund's M2. So they're just coming past me now. Again, looking very solid. Don't have anyone around them. Ben, what's going on where you are?
Well, it's all completely empty here. The boat's just kind of rowing, you know, casually paddling back now. I think so. The only boats we've got left rowing, I think, really are St. Edmund's M2 and Jesus M4. Now, poor old Tim Davies is there on the long reach. Very little action has made it his way. Tim, what's the long reach like?
It's very windy at the moment, Ben. There's a very strong headwind here. I'm just seeing Darwin M2 row past me. They're making good progress into it. I can see coming around distance. I've seen Christ, and I can see it must be St. Ed's behind them, I think. Well, it's difficult to tell at this distance. Not much going on here. No close run things here.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
This is the results update for the M4 division. And the results are as we called them once again. At the top of the division, Keys 3 were bumped by Clare 3. Downing 3 were bumped by Clare Hall 1. Darwin 2 rode over. Jesus 3 were bumped by Wolfson 2, I should say. St. Cat 3 bumped Selwyn 3. Christ 3 rode over. Trinity Hall 3 were bumped by Corpus Christi 2. Homerton 2 bumped up on 1st and 3rd 4. St. Ed's 2 rode over, as did Jesus 4. And finally, the sandwich boat, Hughes 2, bumped up on Christ 4 to cement their position.
May bumps.
Cam FM.